You know, the only way I think you could consider it a compromise is if you considered it a compromise between Summit and then maybe some of the ag groups that are kind of teetering on the edge to leaning towards supporting it. To my knowledge, there were no landowners who are opposed to the project that were contacted and given input for this. So I really wouldn't consider it a compromise. I know that's what they're trying to brand it as, in hopes that that helps get the bill through. And I know even the comment was made yesterday, hey, neither side is happy, which obviously the landowners were not happy with this. The counties who are losing local control, or potentially losing local control, weren't happy about it. But yeah, a lot of the ag groups were on board, not all of them, like South Dakota Farmers Union.